Good morning. Welcome to VBS, Vacation Bible School here at St. John's Christian Church. It is pretty amazing what they can do in 3 or 4 days of decorating. So the VBS will start tonight at 6 o'clock, and you can see that everything is pretty well decorated, except for the Bible Story Center. Somehow that will happen this afternoon. Of worship here at St. John's Christian Church. It's good to see your smiling faces, and we're grateful for those that are connected in by live stream as we worship this morning. Do you know that Vacation Bible School Week has arrived at St. John's? Have you gathered that out? It's pretty amazing. Yesterday afternoon, I finally made it into the sanctuary to do some prep for this morning, and I suddenly realized it's going to be difficult to serve communion. We are returning to the practices of pre-pandemic, so we were going to have everything on the altar, and that would have worked out, but then I wasn't sure about this slippery kind of plastic up here, which my heels have already caught and put a little snag there, so I'm trying to be careful. No, I don't really wear heels, in case you were wondering. So I communicated with the elders last evening, and we have decided to postpone communion 1 week till next Sunday, when unfortunately all this beauty is going to be gone. So we will postpone 1 week in honor and memory of VBS this week, to Mars and beyond. We'll be looking at vector verses and power launches and all kinds of things this week. So that will begin at 6 o'clock. I think everything is almost fully decorated. And tonight at 6, we'll welcome children from near and far as we look to go ever deeper and beyond in our scriptures and learning about God and His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. If you've not heard already, please keep in your prayers Kim and Steve Walker and their family. Kim's mother, Lois Wiles, entered into eternal life early on Wednesday morning, July 14th. Visitation for the family will be this afternoon from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Dan Herder Funeral Home in Paulding, with the memorial service at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So please be praying for them. And July's Mission a Month project is the Shepherd Circle. So we're 3/4 of the way through the month and continue to support the Shepherd Circle.
Our opening scripture this morning is from Psalm 89, verses 1 through 8, and is found on page 587 of the Pew Bibles. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness too, in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. Let's pray. O great and mighty God, who is to us a loving, faithful Father, we open ourselves this day to your care. May your refreshment, your renewal, your forgiveness, your strength, your hope surround those who are gathered here in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I invite you to rise as you're able as we sing our opening hymn number 8. Praise to the Lord the Almighty. Come thou, Almighty King. Seated.
Let us bow before the Lord in this time of prayer. We bow before you as your people, O God. As your people. You are the one who've created each one of us. You are the one that formed each of our personalities. You are the one that gifted us each with unique and varied talents and gifts and abilities. You are the one that loves us so much that you sent your Son to be a sacrifice for our atonement. And Lord, in a small way, in our presence here this morning, we offer our thanksgiving. We offer our praise. We offer our worship. I say in such a small way because we need to be offering our praise and our worship and our presence to you constantly, continually. For that's what you offer to us. Constant and continuous love and grace and mercy, guidance and presence. So we come into this time filled with joy, filled with devotion, filled with love to share with you, to glorify you. Lord, as we go through each day, as we encounter people, as we engage with activities, as we work, as we recreate, as we study, as we pray, may all that we be about, may that bring praise and honor to you. For we pray that we would be a testimony, we would be a witness of your grace and your compassion throughout every aspect of our lives. Lord, in our time of worship this morning, as we look at the Gospel of Mark and the letter of Ephesians, Lord, we pray that we continue to gain further depth and enrichment from your word, that we would be brave and we would be strong, that we would be loving and compassionate ambassadors for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, for those times, our tendencies, our attitudes, our personalities, where we don't feel moved, we don't feel led to go forth and share. Lord, capture our hearts. Make us new, no matter what age, no matter what ability, no matter where we live and who we are. Lord, use us. Use us and fill us, we pray. Lord, as a congregation, we pray for the concerns listed in the back of the bulletin. Lord, we pray that your peace and your compassion, your comfort, your direction would shower down upon the family of Lois Wiles, upon her husband Bill, and upon Kim and Steve and the rest of the family. Lord, may we be a caring congregation once again to offer our encouragement and our support. Lord, we continue to pray for Chloe Merrillett, a strong young lady, a strong person of faith, as she is 9 days from recent back surgery, and yet she participated in a pageant even yesterday to share words and to sing inspiration to others. Lord, we pray that you would continue to bring healing to her body. Lord, we pray for Bryce, and we pray as he continues in rehab that each and every day he would know of your continual, constant presence and love for him. We thank you for his faith and for his attitude, and we pray your blessing upon Brent and Elaine as they continue to nurture and care for their son. Lord, we pray for Teresa's recovery from knee surgery, and we continue to pray for Tracy that the radiation treatments that he has been going through, Lord, may they be bringing healing and wholeness to his body. Lord, we pray for Brendan Bosselman as he is now deployed to Iraq. We pray for his safety, and we pray for the peace and the care of his wife, Melissa, and for his family. Lord, we pray for the experience of Vacation Bible School. We pray for those adults and youth that will serve as leaders and teachers, as guides and shepherds. We pray for their stamina and for their abilities to share and impart faith upon the children that will be here. Lord, we pray for the children of the church We pray for those children that will come and know you for the first time. Lord, may our care during the week and after the week of VBS be mindful of those children that may not have a church home. Lord, may we continue to support them and be a part of their lives in some way that you will reveal. Lord, we are thankful and we are grateful for the unity we have through your Spirit. So we pray that you would unite our hearts and our minds in this time of prayer as we offer the prayer of our Lord, praying together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite children to come forward for the children's message. They're coming. But we're going to save the steps for Vacation Bible School, and I want you to sit in the first pew this morning. Can you do that? I think there's going to be room for all of you. Riley, we're going to sit up here in the pew. Can you sit by your brother? Here come the others. You might have to scrunch together a little bit. You got it. And Reese and his sunglasses. Have a seat. There's plenty of room. Would you scoot down a little bit? And you scoot down a little bit. Go this way, Reese. There you go. Now you can sit by Riley. Well, thanks for coming up this morning. I want to read one verse of scripture from our gospel reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verse 31. It says, because so many people were coming and going, they did not even have a chance to eat. Jesus said to his disciples, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Do you need some rest this morning? Are any of you tired? No. Some of you are tired. Some of you are not tired. Did you rest overnight? Do you think you'll be too tired to come to Vacation Bible School tonight? I hope not. No. Okay. No? Okay. Excellent. So she, in the morning, she's a little bit lazy and she doesn't have her muscles. But as she goes through the day, she gets her muscles back because you've probably rested at some point, and that's good. Well, I brought my big pillow from home. This sits down in our basement. And when I really get tired and I want the dark, I go down into our basement and I lay down against this. I would do that now, but normally it's on the sofa and I can easily get back up. I think if I laid down on the floor, I'd struggle to get back up, only because I'm wearing a suit. But do you like to use pillows when you rest? Yeah. Yeah. Do you like to rest in your bed?
Yeah.
Do you have other places where you go to rest?
Yeah.
Where do you go? Two blankets.
And then I get a pillow from the couch in the living room. And then I stop sleeping.
Okay. So blankets and pillows in the living room. Where do you sleep? Where do you rest?
I lost my darling cat blanket.
You're looking for a blanket you lost.
And the fur blanket is that Liam got in his bed and I got it in my bed.
So you guys share blankets so you can rest. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, I thought so. Okay. The dinosaur blanket?
Yeah, the Christmas one.
Okay. Do any of you ever go out in the backyard and put a blanket down and rest out there?
No.
No?
No.
How about a lawn chair?
No.
Do you ever fall asleep in the car?
No.
Yeah. The car is a great place to rest if you're not driving, okay? But Jesus watched his disciples, and they were interacting with so many different people, they got tired. Here comes Riley. There you are. I thought you went back there. I didn't want him to get lost from the front to the back. They got tired, and Jesus watched out for them, and he had his disciples come away from all the things that they were doing to rest. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to have our muscles and to be active and help others, but he also knows that there's times when we have to rest. And that's one of the commandments, where we are to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, because 6 days it took God to make creation, and on the seventh day, do you know what he did? What did he do? He rested. So it's good to rest. Now, not only do you need rest, but your parents need rest as too. So when your parents are trying to rest, it would be really good to let them rest. Okay, so remember that. We all need our rest. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these children, and I thank you for their desire to learn more about you. Help us as parents, help us as a congregational family to continue to teach them all aspects of the faith. And this morning, including taking time to rest. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. You can go back to your seats or to the nursery. In 8 o'clock service, I did offer to the highest bidder, anybody that wanted this during the service or during the sermon, and only one person raised their hand, but no takers? Okay.
As we prepare to receive our morning offerings, join me in a prayer of dedication. Lord, use our gifts to further your kingdom in this world, bringing glory to your holy name and blessings to all peoples everywhere. May the lost hear the good news and believe. May orphans and widows be cared for in the family of believers. May those in physical, material, emotional, and relational need experience provision, relief, and the love of God and his whole family. Amen. Let us now honor God by giving back a portion of the blessings he has given us. I invite the ushers forward now to receive our morning offering.